FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
To our guest, at JJ Carafano.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome to the
jungle. Jim Carafano, have you been enjoying as much as we have watching these reporters along the coast, like holding on to telephone poles to keep from getting blown away? I don't understand that.
Well, look, I mean, people need to understand that this is a very, very dangerous storm.
Sure.
We've had a lot of rain on the East Coast, and so everything's already inundated. And it's going well inland, and it's going to deliver a lot of rain over a long period of time and have sustained winds. And those are conditions that are just incredibly dangerous. You know, people in the, you know, you live in the Outer Banks. Every 20 years, my home gets blown away. I get
right.
that. But
right.
people living way inland are going to see flooding like they have not seen in a long time. And, you know, a lot of people are just going to, as you know, I mean, it's just, you know, terrible. Even if your house isn't flooded, you know, you get water in the basement, you get mold, you have to throw everything away. It's just awful.
I think they've done a great job covering it and warning people about the potential damage. Just as somebody who was in television news for many years, always hated the idea that they had to send some poor schmuck out there to hold on to a telephone pole to warn you not to go outside.
Was it you guys that posted the picture of the reporter getting hit by the stop sign?
Yeah. Trisha, did you put that
That's
up, Trisha?
Yes, it was.
That was not funny. But, you know what? It is true. I mean, you know, we've had this tradition going back for decades that, ever since we've had live television, that some poor reporter's got to be in the middle of the storm, standing there saying, nobody should be here, it's too dangerous.
Yeah, oh yeah, inevitably. Yeah, the video we put up, you put it on 971talk.com?
Slash Cox.
Yeah, yep. and also on the Facebook page, I'm sure we'll have a link up there.
And tweeted.
I can't believe that video has only had, it's only had like 41,000 views. It's about to get a whole lot more. I hope the girl's okay. There's no explanation of what happened to her.
It is, but it's just a reminder of how really, really dangerous it is. And you guys have flooding in St. Louis.
Oh, sure.
You guys
sure.
know what this is about. You don't drive in standing water, right? If people tell you to evacuate, you evacuate. And of course, now it's too late, right? I mean, it's all here. So you just hunker down and hope for the best. So.
Yeah, this thing's going to move north. So I'm guessing that you guys are going to get hit up further up the East Coast.
We're going to get a little rain, but you know what I've been tracking is because I said that, and I got called out on this on Twitter. I said before the hurricane season last year, watch people politicize the response and attack the president for no other reason than they want to politicize the response and attack the president. And I got attacked by my Twitter friends and said, "Oh, you're," and of course that's exactly what happened. And here we saw people politicizing the response to the hurricane, attacking the administration, even before the hurricane made landfall. And in part, they did it by resurrecting debates over the hurricane season last year, particularly Puerto Rico. And the whole thing was just completely and utterly disingenuous, whether it was the picture of, you know, the million bottles of water on the airstrip or whatever, or the thing about how many, you know, casualties there were in Puerto Rico. It's like,
yes.
If these guys really cared about these issues, they'd have been covering them for months. But all of a sudden, it's the cause celeb the day before Florence makes landfall. And does anybody not think that this is just about partisan bickering? I mean, come on.
No. I think most people have recognized that for what it is. Hey, before we run out of time real quick, I ran an interview with John Kerry earlier this week where it sounded like he admitted that he had been out conducting foreign policy on his own with Iran and other world leaders. Was that your sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, the Logan Act language is very specific. I mean, if you want to talk to a foreign government, you can do that as an American citizen. You can complain about the U.S. government. You can actually tell that government, advise. What you cannot do, the only thing you cannot do is you cannot negotiate on behalf of the U.S. government as a private citizen, or say you're negotiating on behalf of the U.S. government as a private citizen without the U.S. government's permission. That's all. So I seriously doubt what he did was illegal. Was it completely inappropriate? Of course it is. I mean, look. I mean, I get it, but you want to consciously undermine the foreign policy of the United States?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
We've seen all kinds of people trying to undermine what's going on in this administration. That's for sure. Hey, Jim, we're out of time. Thank you.
Where'd it go? All right.
I don't know. Flew by. Yeah. See you,
next
buddy.
Next bat time. Next bat channel.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks. All right, bro.